Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Today is a very special day for our team here at Nebraska Family Alliance. It is the start of the legislative season. It's always an honor to attend open ceremonies and the festivities. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Welcome, Nate.
Thanks, Karen. It's great to be with you again.
We enjoyed our time at the Capitol today. It's an important day. And when senators convene again, there's a lot of business that's going to take place in 2023.
Opening day at the legislature is always a very exciting day for us. We love getting to be there on site at the Capitol to see the new senators being sworn in. There's a lot of families in attendance. And this year we have 13 new state senators who were sworn in today. And we're excited to get to work with them and the rest of our senators to advance good policy that will make a difference for families and freedom and life in Nebraska.
Very interesting, because not only do we have new senators coming in, we also have three senators that were nominated for replacements that will be freshman senators, but we have a new governor.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces, and it's really an important time of the year because senators are now formally introducing legislation. There's going to be new committee assignments, and we're going to have a lot of exciting updates in the coming days and weeks about the bills that we're working on and opportunities that we will have to advance legislation to protect the lives of unborn children, to preserve religious freedom, protect parental rights, and advance school choice.
Nate, that's really important for senators to hear from their constituents, isn't it?
It's so important. It's critical that people are playing an active role in our legislative process. And here in Nebraska, we have a unicameral. We have one house because the people, the citizens of Nebraska, are the second house. And without them, we're not going to be able to accomplish some of the big goals that we have for the upcoming year to make Nebraska the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
I encourage you to check out our website and stay current on what's happening in the Nebraska unicameral. Visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.